Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Joining me is the prepared public speaker winning, who has just announced Martha Menning. Tell me, what are you feeling in this moment right now?
Absolute shock. I'm not really sure if it's exactly hidden, but it's such a blessing and honor to be within the Final Four and to be able to represent Minnesota. I've been competing in LDEs for the past 4 years with a goal of becoming not only just a state champion, but going on and winning and becoming a national champion. And to be here is absolutely incredible and such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for all the people who have helped me.
A national champion you are. Tell me what it takes to become a national champion and kind of the steps it takes to get here.
I think the first thing it takes is just faith and having a belief that you're capable of doing it and surrounding yourself with people who know you can do it and empowering and are able to empower you to reach those goals that you have. And then matching that with a work ethic that will get you to where you need to be, and then also just being patient, as things do take time and there will be several doors that will be closed and times where you'll wonder and feel defeated, but it'll be worth it in the end. So just to keep that faith and keep pushing on regardless of the obstacles that occur.
Tell me what your prepared speech was all about.
My prepared speech was about meat alternatives, so I focused both on lab-grown meat as well as plant-based alternatives and discussed ultimately how these will affect the everyday livestock producer and how they can move forward with these new products entering the marketplace.
What was in your research some things that you found that you really want people to take home from listening to your speech?
Well, one thing that I learned during interviewing different people, leaders in Tyson and Cargill, and listening to different webinars, podcasts, or making calls to people, is that as a livestock producer and someone involved in the agriculture industry, that consumers have the right to have these choices in the grocery store and in the marketplace, and it's an honor to be able to provide them with that choice. So ultimately, although it can be sometimes scary to see new products entering, we need to offer consumers these choices.
What's been a fun question that you got from the judge in the competition room?
I'd say the most fun question I got was if I have tried a meat alternative, and I did. I tried the Impossible Whopper, and after I tasted it, I understood why so many people were interested in these products and why there was so much buzz around them, because it was very similar to beef.
So what advice do you have someone that's trying to become the national winner in prepared public speaking?
My advice would just be find a topic that's current and relevant to you, and then just invest yourself solely into that topic. And ultimately, just work hard to perfect everything that you can to become the best version of yourself and to become the best speaker that you can. Seek out research from other people. Don't be afraid to go and contact people and put yourself out there. And then ultimately you'll see yourself in a position where things will start to come together and everything will hopefully work out in the end. So,
who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
Wow. There's so many people to thank. I'll start with my mom. We started this FFA journey several years ago with Creed speaking, and I remember competing here in Creed speaking, and I didn't advance to the final or semifinal round, and I felt so devastated, and she just told me to keep on believing and keep pushing, and she's the sole reason why I'm here and in this place. Beyond that, I have to thank my advisor, who's always been there to help me prepare and get me ready for contests, and as well as so many different friends and family members and industry leaders that I've spoken to. There's just so many people to thank that represent this award. So
I'm going to let you go celebrate with them. That was Martha Menning, the prepared public speaker winner at National FFA Convention and Expo. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.